Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. Ram Sefer Mitzvah Sheresh HaShlishi. The shiur should be a special sweet to Martzvi Rafal. Ben Dvaira Esther. And the Rambam writes, this is based in the Torah Moreno Hagon Rafal Koin Kunstler Shlita. The Rambam says that you're not monim, the Sefer HaMitzvah, you're not enumerating mitzvahs that aren't knowing the Doros. He gives an example of a mistake people make to enumerate the way of Rola Ros Kabbalah Sakodesh that the Levim shouldn't see when Aaron and his sons are putting away the Aaron and they're covering it up. So that's only temporary. It's only in the desert. It's not afterwards. Also, that it says by the Levim, which Nachamol is only in the desert, that there's a Psul Shana by 50. 50 Levim can't do the avoid anymore. So that's a mitzvah l'doros. That's a mitzvah only in the midbar, not l'doros. In the mail, it's not enumerated in the Tayag mitzvahs. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam. And he says the Rambam's makor is the Gemara in Chulin 24. That Yochalim, I think there's a psul shanim, that Levim can't sing or lock the gates. Even in Shilam Beis Olamim, no. Labaravodas. If it's only when you're carrying the items on your shoulder, or you're carrying the aron on your shoulder, only then should you is there a psul of shanim. But when there's no carrying of the Aron, then there's no psul of shanim. So the Rambam says that this is only in the desert. Only in the desert they're carrying around the Aron. But not afterwards. In Mamela, there's no psul shanim afterwards. The Ramban argues. He says, Adarabba, from this Gemara, you learn that it's a mitzvah l'doros. As long as they're noisei b'kasef, as long as they're carrying the Aron. So Mamela, there's a... There's a din of a psul shanim, and even in Eretz Yisrael, when they had to take the aron to travel to Shiloh, Beis Olam, to the Beis Hamikdash, so there was a mitzvah there also. It wasn't common, but when it happened, there was a psul of shanim. So this psul shanim applies even in the even in Eretz Yisrael. The only thing is the Ramban learns that the psul of singing of Nila Sharim and Misharim is only going to apply in the Midbar, because that's when the mitzvah of Avodas Masa was uncommon. So they were afraid that if they... allow people to do the other avodas after the age of 50, so they're going to come also to do the carry. That was only in the desert, since in the desert it was very common. So the rabbis were afraid. Torah was concerned that if we allow them to do the avoda after 50 of singing and nilo sharim, they're also going to come to do avodas masa. They're going to have to carry the aron after 50, and that's a no-no. Whereas when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to do the other avodas after 50, because they're not concerned they're going to come to carry the aron, because after there's a psul shanim after 50. Why? Because it's not common. The Ramban learns that there was always a mitzvah of lo yabar orabar telavim. There's always a psul shanim. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a psul shanim. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a psul shanim for carrying the aron, just like there was in the midbar. The Rambam learns that it was only in the Midbar that there's a Psul Shanim, because there's no carrying of the Aron in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam learns there is carrying of Aron in Eretz Yisrael. And what the Gemara is saying is that the Psul Shanim only applies in the Midbar, because we're concerned that if we allow them to do the singing and the locking of the gates, they're going to come to carry the Aron, but that's only in the Midbar. Where it's common to carry the Aron, Mashiach in Eretz Yisrael, it's not common to carry the Aron. So maybe they're allowed to do the other avodas, whoever carrying the Aron is still Aser. Carrying the Aron is still Aser. Even after 50, so the Ramban holds there is a Psul Shanim in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban holds there isn't, but what has the Ramban going to add to the Ramban? How's the Rambam going to add to the Ramban? In Eretz Yisrael, there was occasionally a carrying of the Aron, and certainly when they had to get to Shiloh, they had to get to the Beis Olam, they had to carry the Aron, so there was a Avodah B'Kosev. So how can the Rambam say there's no Avodah B'Kosev in Eretz Yisrael? There is, and therefore there'd be a Psul Shanim, even in Eretz Yisrael, so it is L'Doris. Whenever you needed to carry it, so then there's a Psul Shanim. So it appears follows that the Rambam writes in the third paragraph of Chayim Mikshah Alach Ches that Zeshen Emer Batorah, Belevim Ben Chamishim Shana Yatu Mitzvah Avodah, Enor L'Zman She'inosim Mikdash Shemakom Makom, Ben Mitzvah Nahegas L'Doris. Now that it says in the Torah Belevim, 50 years old, that's only when they were noisei the mikdash from place to place. And it's not a mitzvah nohegas l'doris. In other words, referring to the sugya in Chulin. And you see that he has different pshat than the Ramban. The Ramban learned that the psul shanim is talui in the avoidus masa b'kosef. In other words, if there's avoidus masa b'kosef, there's also going to be a pasulus for other avoidus. If there's a constant avoidus masa b'kosef of carrying the Aron, and Mela, there's also going to be an absul of carrying the singing and doing Yila Sharim after 50. So it's Tali Chad B'Sheni. And in the Eretz Yisrael, there's rarely going to be there's still going to be Avodah B'Kosef, but it's not so common, so Mela is not going to be absul of Yila Sharim and Sharim. But Al Kolpanim, according to the Ramban, it's Tali in Avodah B'Kosef, the psul of Shanim. It's totally in the psul of Avodah B'Kosev, of carrying it on the shoulders, carrying the Aron on the shoulders. But the Rambam learns not like that. The Rambam learns that it's totally in the Zman She'inosim HaMikdash L'makom L'makom, it's a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says when they used to take the Aron from place to place, or when they used to take the Mishkan from place to place, She'inosim HaMikdash M'makom L'makom. In other words, when the Mishkan was portable. One is there a psul shanim, when the Mishkan is portable, when it's a Mishkan portable, only in the desert. Then it was a portable Mishkan, it went from place to place. Otherwise, Shiloh Beis Olamim wasn't portable at all. Stayed in one place, stayed put, as they say in Spanish. So Memela, the Rambam learns that there's no psul of Shanim carrying it after 50 in Shiloh Beis Olamim. Because the Mishkan is no longer portable. The Ramban learns that there is a psul, because it's totally in carrying the Aron. As long as you carry the Aron, there's a psul shanim. According to the Rambam, no, it's not totally in carrying the Aron. It's totally in a portable Mishkan. Rambam, lo shayich psul shanim l'zman niyug avodah b'kosef. It's not shayich to the time that they're noyug avodah b'kosef, but rather the Gemara is telling us, the Ikra Paslis, it's a dafka in the period of the Mishkan that's portable, nisim imakom l'makom. And now when it's in a set place, that's the machlekes Rambam. Is it totally in the portability? That's according to the Isser of Shanim. That's the Psul of Shanim. That's the Rambam. Or is it totally in the portability of the Mishkan according to the Rambam? Or no, the portability of the Aron according to the Rambam. Now, this Pshat in the Sugi and Chulin we see from Tosis. Because Tosis says that if not for the Miut, we would learn Beis Olamim and Shiloh from the Midbar. For Tosis, I would see in the Gemara and Shavuos not like that. That you don't learn Mikdash from Mishkan. So what's the Habamina that you learn Mikdash from Mishkan? L'chayretz tamu atuva ma'inyan zeh lezeh ma kesher. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about learning dinei mikdash from Mishkan. Here we're talking about that you can't learn one from the other. Here we're not talking about dinim of the mikdash and dinim of the Mishkan. We're talking about the psul shanim of the levim of the gavra. As ma kesher bein zeh lebein dinei mikdash u Mishkan. What does Tosfos mean? So B'Sav Dvarav Tosis writes, Tahacha Svarihi im lo aya pasuk shiv suvah v'shil b'islam hal v'inu tol v'kdusha mishkan. Here it's mistaber that if there wasn't a pasuk say otherwise, we'd pasul even the, we'd pasul shanim, even in shilam beis olamim. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell us that you don't pasul shanim in shilam beis olamim. Why is this told? This whole vena tali b'kedusha mishkan, because it's not taloi in Kedusha Samikdash, Mishkan, therefore you're going to compare the two. See, it's not totally in Kedusha Samishkan. Now, Tosis doesn't mean to say what we're saying, to be Doch Lekashu Tosis. Because Tosis should have said it's not even Shech. What do you mean? This is, it's a Svara, that if not for the Pasuk to exclude Shiloh and Beis Olamim, you would say that the Psul Shanim is Shech there as well. Why is it Mistaber? Because it's not totally in Kedusha Samishkan. Tosis, in other words, it's Talui in the years of the Levim. But Tosis should have said stronger. Tosis should have said it's not even Shaykh at all. Lo Shaykh klal adinei Mishkan u'Mikdash. Not just that it's a Svara, that it's that you can learn one from the other. That you can learn the dinim of Levim, of the Midbar to the Levim and the Mikdash. Not just a svara because it's not totally in the kedusha of the mishkan. It's not even shaykh to each other. This whole nidon of learning mishkan from mikdash from mishkan isn't shaykh here at all. The nidon is completely different. The nidon is who's kasher l'avodas halavim. It's not kesher. Why would you think that you can't learn one from the other? So what does Tosis mean? Tosis means like we're saying that the yesod of the nidon in the gemara is that psul shanim namra ba mishkan. What it says to say, "Ha'olveinu tali b'kedushas ha-mishkan." In other words, the psul of shanim relates to the mishkan. What's the mishkan? The mishkan that goes from place to place. And the yisod achilik between the beis olam and the mishkan is be'etzem shem mishkan or mikdash, and not because of the avodas ma'aseh b'kasef. The difference between the Beis Olamim and the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, is Ner Etzim Shem. And that's why Tosis holds in the Kasha. Mechi Tesi to learn Mikdash from Mishkan. That's in the Kasha. Mechi Tesi to learn Mikdash from Mishkan. Because there's a fundamental difference between Mishkan. Mishkan is portable. And Mikdash is not. So since the Mishkan is portable and the Mikdash is not, so you can't learn one from the other. And Tosis writes in their Teretz, self, without this Pasuk, there's no svara to say that this inyan is shaykh b'mesuyim l'mishkan more than it is to the mikdash. And therefore you would learn one from the other. A kapanim of war b'toisus, like we said in the Rambam, that the yisod of the alfusiv is man shavayda b'kosev, is to be mechalik between the mishkan, which is portable, and the mikdash, which is not. And therefore, Tosfos asks, the kasha, it's a good kasha. How can you learn mikdash from mishkan? Because the yisod of the chilik here is between a portable mishkan and a non-portable structure. So just because it applies to the portable, why should it apply to the non-portable? Two completely different things. And therefore, you can't learn mikdash from mishkan, even about the avodas halavim. So what's b'chal the havim to learn about avodas and avodas mass of levim? And the kamach malan is that sof kol sof, who says that this distinction between mikdash and mishkan applies here as well? But again, that's like we're saying in the Rambam. Rambam holds that When did the dinim of avodah b'katzef apply? The dinim of avodah b'katzef apply, that is an age limit. It applies only b'zman shayinoisim amikdash mimakom amakom. And the Mishkan was portable. When the Mishkan wasn't portable, it's not shaykh. That's the sort of the difference between, okay, you have a havamina not like that, because maybe it's not shaykh to the Mishkan or Mikdash. That's why I need the pasuk to tell you that you can learn from one from the other. But in the Kasha, we see like the Rambam is learning. You can learn one from the other because it's because the whole din of the Levim carrying the age limit and doing this carrying is only when there's a portable structure, not when there's not a portable structure. So if it's not portable, it's not this age limit isn't shaykh. And that's like the Rambam learns. And that's the way Tosis is learning. The Mishkan and Mikdash, it's all tolerating in the portability. Is it movable? Is it going from place to place? So since it's not going from place to place, after we got to Shiloh and Mishkan and Beis Olamim, there's no psul of Shanim. And Lashon of the Brayis is Yachla v'Shiloh Beis Olamim. Says Shiloh. What about Gilgal? Gilgal came before Shiloh. Is a Mishkan and Gilgal before Shiloh? So based on what we explained with Das HaRambam, we appear that's Meduya Kete, that even after they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they remind me of the Mishkan and Gilgal, Be'etzim Shema Mishkan Le'nishtana Midi. There's no difference in the Etzim Shema Mishkan. Even after they get to Eretz Yisrael, it still is a Shem Mishkan. And it's still called a portable Mishkan. That's its definition. That's its nature. So Enochinami, they didn't carry it anymore from place to place. Nevertheless, but still, it's still called a Mishkan. It didn't change its status. So it could be the Enochinami. In Gilgal, there was still a Din Psul Shanim. Because it still has the same Mishkan, Shenisa, Mimakom, Mimakom, only B'Shila. But they built a Bais of Avonim. There, it didn't have a Din of a Mishkan, Shenisa, Mimakom, Mimakom. And therefore, there's no longer a Psul Shanim. So according to the Rambam, there's no longer a Psul Shanim in Eretz Yisrael. For carrying the Aron and the other things. Hashem Kain, the Rambam holds it applies, Ramban holds it applies even in Eretz Yisrael. Because according to the Ramban, the chilik is between the midbar, where they would carry it on their shoulders constantly. And therefore, since they're carrying their shoulders constantly, they're also passive, and there's a psul shanim. Also possible for other avodas. Not only also for other avodas. They're possible for the other avodas as well. As long as they're carrying it on the shoulders, just when they get into Eretz Yisrael, so then now they're not going to be possible for the other avodas. They're only going to be possible for carrying. So according to the lashon of the Gemara of Shiloh, Dafka needs a diuk. According to the Rambam, we wanted to say Pshat is that it's telling whether the Mishkan is portable. And in Echinami, only in Shiloh the Mishkan stopped being portable. Before then, there would be a psul shanim. According to the Ramban, that it's talui in the Aron moving. That in the midbar, the Aron was moving tadir. And in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't. So why does it say only Shiloh and Beis Olamim? Also Gilgal. Also Gilgal, there's no psul shanim for the other things. Because the Aron isn't moving around Tadir. So why does the Gemara say Shiloh? Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Naso, to the Vol Mikshin Lichnas through Eretz Yisrael, lo hayu nifsalim ela b'kol. So it's meduyik in the Medrash Rabbah that it's totally b'knisa l'Eretz Yisrael and not b'shilo. And that stems nicely with the Ramban. So So we don't have explained Pshat in the Gemara according to the Ramban, but at least he has a Medrash Rabbah on his side that it's telling them going into Eretz Yisrael. But it's important to note that the Ramban learns that there's no psul kol in Eretz Yisrael at the age of 50. The only psul is the avodas masa. Not the kol. Like Opanim, you see a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and not Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's very meduic that it says dafka shiloh, because it all depends on the portability of the Mishkan. So there's a lot more to say, so please stay tuned, and hopefully we will continue learning these very valuable Sharashim. I love it. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.